This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba'im, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Kesubais, Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph. Tani Shila. Shila taught. Shalosh Midois Benara. We're three lines from the bottom on Mem Dalad Amar Beis. Tani Shila. Shila taught. Shalosh Midois Benara. There are three measurements, three categories about the death of a Nara who has Erusin. We know there are two stages of marriage. There's Erusin and there's Nisuin. So there are three Midois. There are three categories about a Nara. Category number one, Ba'ula Edim Bebeis Chamiha Shazinsa Bebeis Avia. If Edim come when she's already in her father-in-law's house, meaning Edim come after Nisuin, and the Edim come after she already had Nisuin, and they say that she was Mezaneh in her father's house after Erusin. So the Edim don't come after Erusin, they come after Nisuin. They say that she was Mezaneh after Erusin. The Edim, after she has Nisuin, come and say she was Mezaneh after Erusin. So then, Soiklin Oysal Pesach Vesavia. We give her Skila by the entrance of her father's house. Now, normally when a woman is Mezaneh, she gets chenek. It's just by Nara Hamurasa, it says she gets stoned. In other words, a woman who has Nisuin, who's Mezaneh, gets chenek. A woman who's an Arusa gets a Nara Hamurasa, gets skila, and that skila is by the shar ha'ir, by the gate of the city. In this case, where the edim come after nisuin and they say that she was mezaneh after erusin, so in such a case she gets skila by the opening of her father's house, because we want to indicate that this zenus happened during erusin in her father's control. And the message is, Kolayma Ru'u Gidulim Shagidatam, look at what you raised. Meaning, this came from your house when it was under your auspices, Dad, not after she was in the auspices of the husband. Ba'ula Edim Beveis Avia. If Edim come when she's in her father's house, Shazinsa Beveis Avia, that she was Mezaneh in the auspices of the father, Soiklin Aisa, we give her Skila Al Pesach Shar Ha'ir, by the entrance of the gate of the city. In such a case where the Edom come and say she was Mezaneh when she after Erusin, and the Edom are testifying when she's in Arusa, we give her Skila by the entrance of the gate of the city, not by her father's house, because then it's obvious that it was under her father's domain. It's only by her father's house if the Edim come after Nisuin, that she was Mezaneh after Erusin. However, Sarcha, however, if she was Mezaneh, Ulevesoif Bagra, and then she became a Bagaras, and the Edim come after she was a Bagaras, Tidoin Bechenek, she is judged with Chenek. Because Rashi explains, since her body had a change between her sin and her conviction, so therefore her death also changes. And the same way, if she would be Mezaneh now as a Boigeres, she would get Chenek. If she was Mezaneh as a Arusa, if she's Mezaneh as a Nara, and she becomes a Boigeres, we give her the Misa as if she did it as a Boigeres. The same way, if she would have been Mezaneh as a Boigeres, it would be Chenek. So too, if she was Mezaneh as a Nara and she became a Boigeres, it's also punishable by Chenek. Mm-hmm. So from here we see a great principle, that when her body changes, her death penalty changes. And we give her the penalty as if she did it then. Says the Gemara, Lememra, shall we say, Dechalhecha de Ishtani Gufa Ishtani Ketala? Shall we say that whenever her body changes, her death penalty changes? Meaning, now we're seeing the following principle. Whenever a woman's body changes, then her punishment changes, and we punish her as if she did it at that stage. Or a mini, let's ask a contradiction on this. Nara hamu'urasa. A nara who had erisin. Shazinsa. And she was mezaneh. Umishabagra, and after she became a bageres, hoitzi aleha shemra. So he was mitzi shemra on her after she became a bageres during erusin. So the halacha is okay. Now, if he's being mitzi shemra, it's talking about she became a nesua. So, what happened over here? A woman was an armura, so she was mazana, and she became a bageres, and then he married her, meaning he did nesuin. Who ain't I like it? He does not get malchus if he lied, because he was not moitzi shemra on a nara, but rather on a bageres. Beino noise mea sela. He doesn't pay the 100 selah. He, both her, if it's true, meaning if he lied, he doesn't get malchus and he doesn't give 100 selah. She, if they told the truth, v'zoymimeha, or edim zoymimim, makdimin lebeis haskila, get skila. Now the Gemara first interjects, what do you mean, both her and edim who are proven to be zoymimim, get skila? If she's getting skila, then the edim are not zoymimim. If the edim are zoymimim, she's not getting skila. So what do you mean both her and the edim zoymimim get skila? The two of them cannot simultaneously get skila. Says the Gemara, he v'zoymim meha salkedaitach. She and her zoymimim, do you think? Ella oihi, but rather either her, oi zoymim meha, or her zoymimim, magdimin lebeis haskila. Either her or the edim zoymimim get skila. So now we have a stira. The stira is like this. We just said that if a woman is mezaneh, and then she becomes a bageres. So the halacha is she gets chenek, which means that a woman whose body changes and the edim come after she becomes a bageres, she gets chenek. And here we see that anara murasa, that was mezaneh, and she became a bageres, and he's moitzi shemra, which means it's happening after nesuin. We see the halacha is that she gets skila. So Sheila said that a woman who becomes a bageres gets chenek. And here in the braisa, so we see a woman, even though she becomes a bageres, gets skila. Now there is a difference between the two cases. The difference is, Rabbi Yisai, in the first case, it's not after nesuin, it's only after shabagra. In the second case, it's after nesuin. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava. Rava says, you can't compare the two cases. In the second case, there was nesuin. Omar Rava, it's a moitzi shemra case. Omar Rava, moitzi shemra, comrade. You're going to bring a question from the case of moitzi shemra? Shani moitzi shemra is different. Why? The chidushu. The case of moitzi shemra is a chidush. It's a chidush that a moitzi shemra gets skila. Why? The hanichnasa l'chupa. Because a woman who goes to the chupa v'loy nivala and didn't have bia, ba'alma, generally, the hanichnasa l'chupa v'loy nivala ba'alma. Because let's say a woman went to the chuppah and did not have bia. Vizimsa if she's mezana bechenek. Normally she gets chenek. Normally a woman who's nichnas lechupa without bia, if she's mezana, she gets chenek. And in this case, vilu moitzi shemra beskila. So there's a chiddush by moitzi shemra that even though normally after, if a woman's mezana after nesuin, she gets chenek, and yet by moitzi shemra, where normally if a woman is mezana after nesuin, she gets chenek, but a moitzi shemra who spreads a rumor on his wife, and it turns out Edom come and say she was mezana as an arusa, gets skila. So we see that moitzi shemra is different. By moitzi shemra, we don't say hol uvinishtani. We don't apply this rule. So in other words, maybe really Sheila is right. Maybe normally sarcha ulevesayf bagra, she gets chenek. That if a woman is mezana and then she became a bageres, she gets chenek. But if the edim come after nesuin, then it's different because the Torah is mechadesh by moitzi shemra that we don't look at the fact that it's nishtani gufa because we say by moitzi shemra that after nesuin she gets skila. So don't say. Don't ask a stira from the case of Nara Hamurasa Shazinsa and Hoitzila Shemra, she gets skila because the halacha, because Moitzi Shemra is different. Because it's a chiddush. The chiddush is that even though she's Nechnasa Lechapa, we don't view it as if she was Mezana now. We say she was Mezana earlier, and the fact that she's Nechnasa Lechapa doesn't change anything. So maybe the difference between, in Sheila's case, she wasn't Nichnas al-Chuppah. She was just Bagra. But when you're Nichnas, we see from Moitzi Shemra that a change in body is not making a change, because even though you're Nichnas al-Chuppah, still you get Skila. To which Gemara says, how in the world could you compare Nichnas al-Chuppah to Bagra? Nichnas al-Chuppah is not Nishtani Gufa, but Bagra is Nishtani Gufa. Amarava Moitzi Shemra, Amar Le Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua Le Ravad. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said to Ravad, Dilma ki chadis rachmana, maybe when was the term chadesh that ishtani doesn't make a difference? Hei chadol ishtani gufa. Where the body doesn't change, it's just a change in status, namely she becomes a nesua. Aval heichad ishtani gufa, but when her body changes and she becomes a bageres, like Chadis Rachmana, the Torah was never a mechadesh, that we are going to, in other words, maybe the Torah is only mechadesh, that we don't look at the new status. What do we say by Moitzi Shemra? By Moitzi Shemra we say, even though she's a Nesua, still she gets Skila. We don't say Ishtani. So maybe that Chiddush, that by Moitzi Shemra we don't say Ishtani, is only, we don't say Ishtani, her status. But where her body is Ishtana, then maybe the Torah is not Mechadesh, that we don't care about the new status. In other words, maybe the Torah is mechadesh, that even though there's a new status, but we view it as when the znus happened. And if the znus happened as an arusa, then you're going to get skila. That chiddush, that we don't look at the change, maybe we only don't look at a status change. But maybe we do look like a bodily physical change. So therefore, you can't answer Sheila that Sheila is talking about not Moitzi Shemra, but by Moitzi Shemra, since it's a Chiddush, you get Skila, because that's not going to answer the question. Again, we had a Stira. Sheila said that if she becomes a Bageres, then she does not get skila. We know that in a situation by Moitzi Shemra, by Boigeres, she does get skila. We asked from Nara Murasa Shazinsa Umishabagra Hoitzi Alav Shemra, you do get skila. And don't answer that Moitzi Shemra is different because we don't care about a change, because maybe we only don't care about a change in status, but a change in body that we do care about. So in other words, don't answer me that Moitzi Shemra is different. Because Moitzi Shemra is only different if she did not become a Boigeres, but if she came a Boigeres, then L'chaira, everyone should agree that you get Chenek. And if somebody says you get Skila, it must be a Machlokes. To which the Gemara says, El Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ishtani V'lo Ishtani Tanoihi. Whether a change in body makes a difference, that in fact is a machlokes tanoim. So Shiloh is going to say a change in body makes a difference, and the Braisa of Nara Marasa Shazinsa Mishabagra Hoitzel of Shemra, that where we say you get Skila, that Braisa holds, it doesn't make a difference. How so? The Tanan Chotoy Ad Shaloi Nisvano. Here's the halacha. Halacha is a yachid that is over an avera brings a kisva or a seira. However, a nasi or a mashuach, the nasi brings a sa'ir and the mashuach brings a par. So let's say a person did an avera, and then before they were appointed a nasi or a kohen gadol. So a person did an avera before they became a nasi or mashiach. Chatu ad shaloi nismanu, v'nismanu, and then you're appointed. Harehein kehedyoitos. Then you bring like a carbon hedyoit, because we go by the time of the sin. And this is like the shita, that ishtanu gufa doesn't make a difference, like the Braisa. However, the Shita, that Ishtanu Gufa, makes a difference. That's like Shila. The Tanan Chotay Ad Shalei Nismanu V'Nismanu Harehin Kedyotis. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says that Im Noida Lehem Ad Shalei Nismanu, if they knew about the Avera before they became appointed, Chayavim, they bring a carbon, a Kisva, or a Se'ira.
Mishan is considered Ishtanu Gufa. If anything, it should be considered more like Arusa and Misua. It's a change of status. It's not a...
Good question. So the second Tana, Reb Shimon holds that Nishtana makes a difference. Reb Shimon Omer, Im Noida Lehem Ad Shalei Nismanu Chayavim Mishum Nismanu Peturin. So you're asking, this is not a case of Nishtana or Gufa. Good, that's Tosis. At the bottom, Tosis asks that question. Tosis says, Im Taimar V'hahacha Leka Ela Shinoi Dina. There's only a change in status. V'heichi Maisa L'shtani Gufa Dil El. How could you apply it to Shtani Gufa? Says Tosis Yeshama Dulei Maflig Le'el Bein Shtani Gufa L'shtani Dina Ela L'Rava D'Amar Maitzi Shem Rachidoshu. According to Rava, who says it's a Chidosh Hilkach Parachle Kiven D'Amar D'Chidoshu V'Ein Asvara Im Ken Yeshalom L'Hamid B'Pachos Shenuchal D'Hainu Lo Yishtanu Gufa. If it's a chidush, then you should say, "Ein loy boy ela chidushai." Maybe it's only by nishtana dina v'lo yishtana gufa. But according to Rav Nachman, that he's saying a svara that Lo yishtane ketala. Right now, in other words, there's only a svara to be mechalek. If you want to say mitzi shemra as a chiddush, that it doesn't matter. So then you could say, well, maybe if it's a chiddush, it only ain loy by el chiddushai. Maybe it only applies to ishtani. Maybe it only applies to ishtani dina, not ishtani gufa. But once you're saying a svara that if you're different, maybe things change, or maybe they don't, then there's no difference between Ishtani Dina and Ishtani Gufa. That's Tosus's answer. That it would only make a difference in the world of Rava, but not in the world of Rav Nachman. Okay, let's hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. Thank you very much. This is Daf Mem Hei Omer Aleph. And we'll do Bez Hashem Mem Hei Omer Beis Thursday night. Okay, thanks everybody. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a good night. Shkoyach. Okay, good night, good night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.